Episode number 47, Over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
I'm long pausing today. Our topic today is death cafes, which is not what you think it is. Could you explain it? You just heard about it. Like I did, Dale.
It would appear from the article that I just read that a death cafe is simply a forum for having open conversations around the topic of death.
Any topic related to death, that it's typically at a cafe, and you have coffee or whatever, beverage, maybe some snacks. I was thinking of this in the context of my father's, whose first death anniversary is coming up in June. And my mother, who died 3 years ago, May the 5th.
It's funny how holidays can take on a new significance.
What
after
would I
somebody
say?
Somebody that you are really close to.
I think it would
dies.
Be interesting to have a death cafe for both of them. Like, those two plus whoever else is inspired to talk about whatever death-related topic. I like the free format, and I like the fact that it's about a topic that we're usually uncomfortable with speaking about.
That idea is, in my mind, a great idea because people have very complex feelings around death, especially as you grow older, unless like you've been traumatized as a younger person, but definitely when you get up to like over 40, you
well, we're
will
having
have
a fundraiser, speaking
away.
Of which, a week from Monday, a fundraiser about for my mother, and we're going to tell travel stories.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a death cafe, but it's a travel story cafe.
In a different, yeah, like, you need,
because my mother liked traveling.
You need to hear how other people are dealing with it. That gives you like a broader toolkit, maybe to deal with things, and to also, you know, it's always good when you find out that someone has experienced what you've experienced, and you're not being strange because a year later you're still having those feelings. Or
yep,
and,
exactly.
And also just being able to talk it through and figure out what it is you're thinking, like. In your own head, it's often really hard to sort out, like, whoa, what am I really experiencing here? But as you talk it through, it becomes clear. Like, it's like, oh,
yes.
No, that doesn't feel right. Say it this way. Yeah, that's more kind of, I think, where I'm at. And we don't have those opportunities.
In your head, you most likely overthink it. Or you most likely take it in a direction that maybe it shouldn't be taken in. Maybe not. Maybe you're perfectly rational about the death of your loved ones or deaths that you've experienced or been involved with. But I would imagine for a lot of people.
I have experienced so many different things depending on the context. Like sometimes
yep.
I just need the opportunity to talk about the person, you know, and like that
right.
idea of awake. And
yeah.
That, you know, just to honor them and to get out kind of those feelings and the
well, this is cool.
The
concept
part.
Death Cafe is cool because it's like a, it could be like a wake for multiple people. It could be just telling stories about that person. It could be,
well, and
it could be public grief. It could be a lot of things.
And according to the thing,
public joy.
According to the thing that you gave me to read just before, it also is that opportunity to talk about it in a more. Broader sense, like not in the context of somebody close to you passing away, but
right.
just like, gee, what is death? Like, what does that mean to me? Like, what does it? Do I want to die young or old, or what do I want to accomplish?
What How kind of party should I have?
What kind of party should I have? Yeah,
and
that's important too. Like, I see my father. He's
yeah. We did talk about this, like living wake, but this is sort of like a.
But
after.
No, my father is in his 80s, so
yeah.
I mean, realistically. He could die at any time, and that's complicated for me. Like, a portion of what I feel every time I experience somebody passing away is when are my parents going to pass away?
Or every time you see your parents. This is the last time I'll see them.
I wonder that sometimes, yeah. There's that moment. So to have that opportunity to, like, think that through a bit. And I think for him, too, like, I see the way that he is expressing things in the world.
Derek
that's
K.
on his
Miller.
Mind. Oh, that was brutal.
Living wake, that was fantastic. The odds played, and we had excellent food. We were at Nuba. Well, what's it called? The Waldorf.
Waldorf, right?
That was great. We're gonna have to have Terry G on someday because I believe he's over 40. Maybe not in spirit. But yeah, so has your dad expressed any thoughts about his funeral, his wake, having a living wake, perhaps?
Yeah, we don't have those kinds of conversations in my family.
Yeah, I didn't have that with my parents. But you never know. You might be more enlightened than I am.
The kind of emails he sends sometimes is like uncharacteristic. Like,
what kind of emails?
They're obviously kind of context of life emails, like
feeling his age.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a specific example.
Feeling I need to communicate with my son before.
We haven't had that. I mean, fortunately, our relationship isn't too bad, so it's. The relationship has been on a pretty even keel for a long time.
No, that's great, but maybe he's just forgotten to say things, and sometimes he emails them to you because he can't remember them when you're in person, not because of any bad history or any badness, just because he forgot.
We get
a great thing about email. Email can be great.
We get some
we
of that
a show
sometimes.
About email. How bad email is. and how good email is.
And how good email
the 1%.
Still is with all the other things.
Well, let's do that next show. Yeah. So
nothing in Vancouver.
I think we discussed this living wake cafe. In my wake after I didn't have the dance and the Filipino food. But you can also, I would love to have a death cafe, not just for me, but for other people after I die.
I think in terms of a philosopher's
cafe. My death cafe as a philosopher cafe where you make crazy ideas in honor of me at archive. But you don't have to record them. No need to record them direct to tape.
I think just in general, there should be venues. I don't think they have to be exclusive venues, but it would be nice to have a venue where topics could be presented.
I'm just saying, in 20 years when I go, or 40 years when I go, or 50 years when I go, you could meet at Archive and have a death cafe.
This isn't just about you, Roland.
No.
Other people are dying, too.
I would just be the one of the many talking points. One of the many talking points. In fact, you could just... I could be one of the talking points, but you could actually end up not talking about me, and that would be fine.
I kind of like that,
you know, when you start a conversation and it goes elsewhere, but I'm like that. I like the flow.
I like the flow conversations, too. Absolutely.
So last week we went over 10 minutes. This week we might not. That was amazing.
I don't think we have to. Yeah, you were on a tear there for sure.
All right, well, I think next week, email.
Next week, email.
Because everybody uses email.
Send us your thoughts.
Even the
we'll
Snapchat
read them out.
Generation uses email. Yes, Richard, Death Cafe, Joseph, Planta, Anthony Hughes. Do we have any other listeners? I don't think so.
I'm not sure, man. Shout out to Joseph Planta about his interview with the bookseller, man.
That was awesome.
That was fascinating.
Well, he's just... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. He's got the body of work. He's done the work. He does his research. He's got quite the encyclopedic mind. Connectionist mind.
Yes,
makes
he does.
The connections.
He did a really good Conrad Black interview, too, which I didn't think was
possible.
If you
want a real podcast, folks, go to Joseph Planta, thecommentary.ca. Been around for at least 10 years. All right. Signing off from Revolver.
Revolver.
Not Archive.
The true Revolver.
I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, tschüss.